Weather by John Farran Jr.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Forward. It is raining. It is cold. Statements such as these, which have equivalents in many languages, are an indication of how important the weather is in our lives. Almost alone among English words, the weather is it. Our daily speech contains dozens of metaphors that reveal that the weather is never far from our thoughts. One can be snowed in, dewy-eyed, under a cloud, in a fog, or in the doldrums. Have a sunny outlook, be caught up in a whirlwind of activity, engage in a heated argument, rain on someone's parade, and receive a shower of congratulations, a deluge of mail, a cold reception, a storm of protest, or warm praise. One's facial expression or disposition can be icy, frozen, frosty, frigid, cold, chilly, or misty. Turning the tables, we say that the weather is gloomy, sultry, brisk, or dreary. These expressions are more than just figures of speech. The weather is known to affect how we feel. It is perhaps no accident that both a low-pressure system and a feeling of sadness are called a depression, or that a feeling of well-being is called a high. Weather influences our lives in other ways, in everything from planning picnics to harvesting crops, from deciding...